USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's a state of emergency in Kentucky after fast-rising floodwaters killed at least 16 people. Governor Andy Beshear says the state is receiving information on more deaths.
It's going to grow from there. From everything we've seen, we may be updating the count of how many we lost for the next several weeks.
President Biden approved Kentucky's state of emergency declaration Friday. CAL FIRE says 106 homes have been destroyed by the Oak Fire, burning west of Yosemite National Park. The week-old fire has burned through more than 19,000 acres and is at 45% contained. Another 640 structures are still considered threatened. Will Smith apologized to Chris Rock on YouTube for his 2022 Academy Awards slap. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
A key inflation figure is seeing its biggest monthly gain since January 1982. The Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, which looks at the cost of goods and services, jumped 6.8% in June from a year ago. The index only rose 1% from May. Americans are growing increasingly concerned about rising crime, particularly in major cities run by Democrats like New York City and Chicago. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, lays out Republicans' plan to address crime if they're in the majority after the 2022 midterm elections.
Homicides are now at a 20-year high. This defunding of police, we told them it was wrong then and it's wrong now. We're going to give bonuses to make sure individuals and officers can join the forces, that they could have the training to do the job. We're going to make sure prosecutors uphold the law.
USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
The Biden administration is considering offering temporary ID cards to illegal immigrants waiting for their asylum cases to be processed. Texas Congressman Jake Elzey tells Fox and Friends First he's no fan of this idea.
People have drowned in the river along Texas this year, and this is a real human catastrophe. So the incentive to bring people here, when the reality is we don't want them here, there's no means by which we can handle this problem.
Both tipped and non-tip workers will soon be making $12 an hour minimum in Michigan after a court ruled that lawmakers unconstitutionally amended ballot proposals in 2018. Michigan restaurant owner Chris Weaver says she believes many businesses will close because of this.
I'm going to have to give it a lot of thought. I've not had time enough to give it any thought, really. And I've got to learn more about what exactly is going to happen, but it's not going to be good and it's not going to be easy.
Pac-12 Commissioner George Kliavkov is suggesting the conference might raid the Big 12. Kliavkov telling reporters conference members haven't decided if they'll go shopping there when talking about the Big 12. He also accused Big 12 leadership of trying to destabilize the Pac-12. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.